Well, U.S. military officials warn of drastic effects of the government shutdown as hundreds of thousands of civilian employees have been forced to take unpaid leaves. Defense officials say with about half the Pentagon's 800,000 civilian employees placed on unpaid leave, the military will face trouble trying to make do with less civilian manpower under the shutdown. They say also the shutdown will not affect the combat missions. It can put many other operations like ship repairs and combat training in harm's way. Much of the Defense Department's civilian workforce are employed at bases across the country, with the military relying on them to keep equipment running and logistical networks going. If the shutdown drags on for weeks, planned work at shipyards and aircraft depots will have to be put off. Let's switch over to Missouri, joined by author of Big Oil and Their Bankers, Dean Henderson. Thank you so much for being with us. Let's look at the significance of this shutdown and its effect on the Pentagon. Your take on this, how much of an effect can it really cause?
Well, you know, I think it's overstated, honestly. I mean, the one thing the U.S. government is not going to shut down is the Pentagon, you know. Just a situation where, you know, these right-wing Republicans who claim to be, you know, somehow rogue elements are actually, you know, funded by the Koch brothers and all these corporations, and they're just basically trying to impose austerity measures on the United States, mm-hmm. just like the bankers have done in Greece and other places. It's the bankers behind this whole thing. So I applaud, you know, the Democrats for standing up and saying, no, we're not going to throw health care over the side. But I really don't think it's going to have a huge effect on the Pentagon because, you know, We're the, you know, policemen of the world, and these guys, I mean, that's our bread and butter. So I think that's overstated.
What about in general, the effect that it can have in general across the board in the United States?
Well, I mean, it's terrible for people who are counting on, you know, Social Security payments and things like that, government employees, the national parks will shut down. You know, a lot of good things will, a lot of good people will suffer. But on the other hand, the way I look at it, the people that are going to get hurt the most are the big corporations and the banks, because, you know, basically the Department of Agriculture in this country is controlled by Cargill. The Department of the FDA is controlled by Monsanto. You know, the Energy Department is controlled by ExxonMobil. The SEC is controlled by JP Morgan Chase. So, you know, these are the people that are really going to pay for this in the long run, the longer they want to play this game. So, you know, they want to threaten us. They want to take away benefits for the average person, you know, and impose austerity, but it could come back to bite them, because the bottom line is this government doesn't really serve the people anymore. It's sort of a separate entity that serves corporations and banks.
Thank you so much for being with us, Dean Henderson, author of Big Oil and Their Bankers out of Missouri.